This is Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Rick Hanley. New Hampshire will soon have a new director of the Department of Cultural Resources Division of the Arts. Ginny Loopy comes to the position after serving as executive director of the Arts Council of the Southern Finger Lakes in Corning, New York. She joins us now to talk about what she plans to do as director here in the Granite State. Ginny, welcome.
Thank you, Rick.
So let's first define what the department does and what your role is in the Arts Division.
So the Department of Cultural Resources is made up of several divisions: the Division of the Arts, the Division of Historical Resources, the State Film and Television Office, and the State Library. And the Division of the Arts is the state's arts agency, and its mission is to help to connect people throughout the state of New Hampshire to the arts in all of their manifestations.
And the Division of the Arts, it's a publicly funded agency.
Yes.
And how does it benefit the state?
In many different ways. I often talk about the intrinsic and extrinsic value of the arts in our communities. And so the Division of the Arts supports both of those things. So by connecting people and communities to the arts, meeting people where they are with the arts, the state agency helps to support the intrinsic value of the arts, what makes a difference for us as individuals, how the arts can benefit our relationships with other people, our communities, our connections with other peoples and other cultures. On the extrinsic side, the Arts Council helps support New Hampshire's economy, both statewide and in individual communities, by supporting activities that residents can attend, view, participate in, and also supporting tourism.
Okay, so it's a cultural exchange, and it's also about an economic exchange.
Absolutely.
You've worked for arts agencies in other states. You're coming from New York State. How does New Hampshire's commitment to the arts stack up against other states, in your opinion?
I was very interested, Rick, in this position because New Hampshire seems to be on the cutting edge in terms of what a state arts agency can do and how it can support its constituency. I'm very, very impressed, and I can't wait to learn more about the Arts Council's programs in creative communities, building creative communities, in arts and health care, arts and education, and arts in the correctional system. This Arts Council is doing things that other states are not, and I'm doing it very, very well with actually a very small staff and a relatively small budget.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. So there's an arts and healthcare program that the Arts Council sponsors, and this brings arts into healthcare settings such as veterans' homes, ICUs, and other healthcare settings. And from what I have learned, and obviously I have a lot to learn yet, These programs really make a difference for both patients in these healthcare settings and also families and staff and caregivers.
What is unique here in New Hampshire? Of course, you're talking about that commitment to the arts in New Hampshire, but what's unique about the Granite State in general that lends itself to that?
I think it's the focus on local community here. The focus on towns and villages as opposed to large county governments or a very centralized state government. Things are very, very different here. And I think the arts benefit tremendously from that local focus. And I think this Arts Council is very much interested in that and how the organization can support those local communities, arts and cultural activities that are happening in local communities through grant making, technical assistance, and one-on-one assistance.
Ginny Loopy is the new Department of Cultural Resources Division of the Arts Director. She takes over in August. Ginny, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, Rick.